Damn, Cody, everybody be liking what we're doing with this Bullhorn app.
Yeah, what's not to like, man? You get to text, you get to call in, you get to run your mouth with your favorites every episode.
Man, we love it. I love the interaction we get in with our listeners. Guys, if you guys want to become a part of your favorite podcast, download the app, bullhorn.fm, your podcast app. Oh, snap, Cody, we have made it.
Oh, man, Luke, it feels so good. I'm finally a somebody.
Man, I'll tell you what. Our boys over at Tito Knives have came through and made our own backcountry rolls.
Ultra light, ultra sharp, and now ultra fly.
Oh, snap. I like that little saying. Man, now's the time to go on their website. Check out what they got on their inventory. Right now, they got our own backcountry rolls, Gladiators Unleashed. It's sexy, bro. Sexy. And once you get done purchasing your own backcountry rolls, make sure you post this on the gram. And guess what? Some lucky winner is going to get some swag to their door.
Type in that code GU15. Save 15% off your entire purchase.
Oh, shit. What was that saying you just said?
Ultra light, ultra sharp, and ultra fly player.
This podcast is brought to you by Kafaro International. It's gear for life.
Extreme hunting products, packs, frames, tents, shelters, sleeping systems, stoves, and more.
Did I mention it's American made?
Love it, America.
America. Hey, guys, check them out. It's kafaro.net. What up, what up, what up? And we back. Damn, we had like a doubleheader, one last night, one for y'all today. And all you guys listening on the Bullhorn today, we got another Rogan pack for you. We'll pick the winner at the end of this podcast for this bitch. And yes, for all the people that want to know, I wish I got free shit from Kafaro. I do get free shit from Kafaro. But guess what? We tell these motherfuckers I bought these motherfuckers.
You did buy those.
I bought them.
Yep.
I bought them. So y'all give, I've been giving y'all a gift to on me for listening. So obviously, y'all, Skinny Cody back in the hizzy.
Yeah.
And we got the one and only Aaron Snyder back in the Menizzi.
What's up?
What up, Snoop?
I haven't drank that much screwball yet.
So we got Aaron in the house, and man, it's kind of nice because he's in between hunts. He was just kind of like, man, you were just all over the place.
I was all over the – I've been all over the place. I'm working on the Whitetail Fit program now to gain some weight back. I don't know how many people told me I looked anorexic, but I'm like, I got it, okay? I fucking got it. I'm skinny right now.
I saw you when we were at the gas station. It was in September when you – before you went up with South Cox, right?
Yeah.
And even then, you look like a fucking Ethiopian.
That mule deer hunt was rough.
You look skinny as fuck. I was like, damn, y'all catch some fucking cancer while you're up there or what?
I don't think chemo? People realize what we're putting our bodies through on those on some of those hunts or what. And then I ran out of food with 2 days to go and I was re-dipping.
Yeah.
That was rough.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, man, that it may do me some good to do that. But I mean, like I said, I'd hit the SOS button, man. Get me the fuck out of there when I run out of food. Mm-mm. So today, like I said, we'll be giving Rogan pack for all callers listening. Put you in a ticket. I'll have Aaron draw a winner out. This podcast, man, we just kind of threw it together. Wanted to talk about how the season was going. We talked a little bit with Mike yesterday about, you know, you guys' elk deal, but we didn't really get too deep in it because I wanted to talk to you. But most of all, that antelope that you shot was a monster.
It was. Well, it was big enough for me to break the gun out.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So, do you remember what it was at? Like, was it how big? How tall?
84 and 7/8.
84, so, 7. No shit.
It was 16 inches tall, but the bases were like 7 inches.
I think. Yours was 84 and 7/8. That's crazy because mine just fucking hit 85 and like 3/4, I think. So, I got you this year. Oh no, mine's a fucking big one though. I ain't gonna lie, I'm pretty impressed with my antelope. Amy got a fucking big one.
Yeah, she did. Hers is probably right at 80 inches. I felt weird because I'd shot mine like 15 minutes before she shot hers, and then I didn't really want to tell her because I'm like, she missed one, and she messaged she missed, and I'm like, well, I'm not gonna send her a photo of mine yet until she kills this thing.
I I'm telling you right now, like the when I shot mine at, I shot mine at 380, and I was like, holy shit, man. I feel like a sniper because I fucking, that gun is sick. That's one thing about the guns, though. I mean, those Viking armament guns are fucking literally tack drivers.
No, they are. Offhand, like, I'm real accurate with that thing offhand.
So right off the hip, huh?
I hit that antelope, it was 280.
No shit.
Yeah, and I was like an inch off. And I've had good luck with that thing with offhand, but it, that antelope, like, Scotty and I had kind of the conversation of, you know, because we had gotten, you know, within range with, we were using that Ultimate Predator decoy just stalking.
Yeah.
I didn't want to shoot one just to shoot it. I wanted to shoot a giant, and I wasn't good enough to shoot the giant with the stick. So I got the 70, and it bugged out on the last stalk, and I was like, Scotty, I'm going to shoot this thing with the hammer.
Yeah.
And I ran back to the truck and grabbed that 6.5 PRC. So.
And it was 280 when you shot it?
Yeah, 280 something, I think.
Yeah.
That's it doesn't really matter with that gun.
No, it doesn't. Honestly, now I want to reach out and really touch something. Because I've never fucking shot anything past 200 yards before at an animal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's crazy. The other thing I was going to ask you is, when you, so that tag that you got, was it fucking just a landowner tag or what? How's that work?
Yeah, so down Texas? There it's an ML.
Well, I didn't think there was fucking big antelope down there. That's what either.
Yeah, people told me there wasn't. So it's we're on that ranch that I got on for Scotty is an MLD program. So there's a biologist flies over and he tells us how many owdad, how many mule deer, how many antelope we can shoot. And we had gotten two antelope tags. Oh, and cool. We sold one and Scotty asked if I wanted the other one. And I was like, yeah, man, I'll take it or whatever.
Is the Pope Catholic?
Yeah, no kidding. Kind of as a thank you. Because I don't, you know, I guide for Scotty. I don't charge him anything. You know, I just like hanging out with him. So, you know, and he gets, you know, I promote him or whatever. It's good.
Yeah,
area.
It's good for business and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the owdad is, you know, we take a lot of bow hunters. Most guys don't want to do that. So anyway, you know, we got down there and there was a bunch. You know, they hadn't been hunted a lot, so we were able to get relatively close pretty quickly, especially as in the rut with that decoy. And there had been rumored the biologists saw an 85-inch antelope, and they just don't get that big in Texas very often. And I'm like, well, I guess we find it.
Fucking everything's bigger in Texas, though. Well,
we found it, you know. So it was funny, though. I went down there to hunt elk, and Chris Perino, super cool dude, he came down, he got an elk. And I kind of let him go first, obviously, because he was a client.
He's a paying client. Yeah.
He didn't need any help. But, well, I went up there and I passed on I don't need any more meat than I already got, right? Yeah. So I'm trying to shoot bigger animals, and I passed up on a 6x6, which is not normal for me, at like 24 yards. And I'm like, fuck, Scotty, how much shit are we going to shoot down here? Like, I don't want to shoot one just to shoot it.
Yeah.
And the tag's good for the whole year.
Oh, fuck.
And I thought, was like, man, for elk meat down there, it's good. I'm like, I'll crank with a rifle in fucking February, man. I don't give a shit. Like, I'm not worried about it. And I wanted to shoot a big owdad if it worked out right, and it did. So that was cool, too. I ended up getting with Permagrin at Texas Pass.
Yeah, yeah.
He came with me on the stock because we were trying to get him a ewe, and that was probably one of the coolest things I've ever been a part of in hunting.
Really?
We came off the cliff. Scotty stayed on top, And that kid, he's a killer. That kid's a hunting.
Really?
And he's right behind me, and we're sneaking in. Rams are butting heads because they're rutting.
Yeah.
And we were about 54 from the bulk of the beginning of the group, and I didn't know if we'd get, you know, closer or not, whatever. So I'm like, fuck, let's just wait, right? And he's patient. So like all animals, the biggest ones, they kind of sneak in at the end, and two of them came out of the cliffs right above us, and I had to pivot all the way around, and I literally was going to look, if Ryan could see me, I was going to say, dude, if I can't kill it, shoot, I'll pay for it. Because, like, these aren't ones you want to let go.
No
the one I shot was 15 years old.
Yeah.
I don't get
oh, my God, really?
So when it came down, I mean, blind shithouse luck. I mean, don't, right place, right time, and we were stuck there for an hour and a half before all this happened. They came out of those cliffs, and I shot it on a frontal at 16 yards. And yeah, it was crazy, and it ended up being... Well, there's some debate between Perino's and mine who's bigger.
Uh-huh.
But, it's the largest or one of the largest ever shot on that range.
No shit.
So it was 33¾ by just shy of 35.
Wow.
So big. Yeah. It's cool.
You know, you before
Scotty
we take,
got to watch.
I know, right? Awesome. Yeah. Before we take some callers in, I got to talk about, you know, I've never hunted antelope.
I know you haven't.
In the rut, fucker.
Crazy, like, isn't it?
Yeah, dude.
They're, they're a different animal.
Yeah, so like, I'm like, why would I ever go back to archery, right? This thing is cool because for Justin's antelope, we went stock like 400 yards. We went, got out of the truck. We went stock this bitch up. And I was kind of pissed at Josh because I was like, dude, we ain't going to get on these motherfuckers. And sure shit, he popped up that decoy up, and that fucker came after Justin. Like, literally, charged Justin. Justin kind of went back like this, like, oh, fuck. He's coming to fucking fuck me up. So Justin shot him when he was running right at us.
Yeah.
And that shit was cool, man. I've never been a part of anything like that. So, yeah, that's a totally different thing. I mean, honestly, man, I honestly love shooting antelope with a rifle. It's, I mean, you're not swinging your balls in the fucking blind for fucking 9 hours a day.
Well, that's what Amy, like, I see why now you said that you may just not hunt antelope with the recurve in the in August and just hunt them with a rifle and shoot one. Because, I mean, I didn't get too much hate. I mean, I had some screenshot normal bullshit, but I'm like, look, there was a choice of shooting it for the greater good of traditional archery to say I shot it with a stick bow, which I was totally fine with. Right up until the point that 85 inches.
Yeah, that big motherfucker came in.
That changed the game. And,
right.
And, you know, I was like, you know, I've shot, you know, elk and, you know, if a 400-inch bull walked out and I couldn't get in range and I could shoot it with a gun, that'd be a hard thing to say, nah, I'm going to go ahead and shoot another 290 with my stick bow or whatever, you know.
I know.
Not saying one's bad or right or wrong. It's just with that antelope, I'd never seen an 85-inch antelope.
Right.
Like, legitimate. So I'm like, yeah, I'll shoot it with a guy. I didn't mind. I mean, it's
fuck. I mean, honestly, you're ridiculous if you didn't shoot that. You know, if you had the opportunity and the tag was good for either or, fuck, I would have shot too. I'd have said, bye, Felicia. All right, Cody, what do you got?
We got our good friend, Tattoo Tina.
What's up, Tattoo Tina?
What up, guys?
What's up, girl?
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Just, you know, here sitting across from the legend.
Whatever.
That's nice. how did that tattoo heal?
Man, I'm telling you right now, that tattoo is great. I gotta lotion it because you definitely have to lotion it. Yeah. I see Justin. you gotta lotion it. And Justin's like, damn, dude, put some lotion on me. I'm all ashy.
That's awesome.
It actually came out really good, Tina. If I gotta put Justin's dumbass on my body, you made him look good.
Good. So I have a question for Aaron.
Yes, ma'am.
So I got to do my first elk hunt, and I was with my husband and our buddy Chris, and both of them had really cool Kafaru packs, and I did not.
Oh, we need to get you taken care of.
Yeah, so there's not one my size.
She's skinny mini. Like,
oh, we can make it your size. That's not a problem. How tall are you?
How tall am I? 5'6".
5'5". Oh,
that makes it way easier. We just need to do a smaller belt and probably smaller shoulder straps. That's easy. No problem.
Awesome. Yeah. So then next year when I go back, I can be a cool kid.
Yeah, you definitely can be a cool kid. You definitely fit the criteria.
Okay, good. Oh, yeah, we're dialing in. We just got my bow dialed in right now. So, I'm practicing. We got to get ready for next year.
Well, that's good, man. Like I said, like, you guys are awesome and always welcome back. You guys always have a spot on my chairs here.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, anyways, yeah. Well, you know what we can do is just talk to Frank and get smaller shoulder straps and a belt for you and figure out what you get.
Okay.
I would just get the Striker XL, man. That's the fucking, the one and only right now.
All right. I will do that. Thank you.
You bet, man. Good talking with you guys. And guess what, right, Tina? You're entered to win the Rogan pack.
What?
Yeah. So.
Is it going to fit me?
It'll definitely
that
fit
one,
you.
Yeah, we can't fuck that one up.
Yeah, we can't do it. So we're good. Awesome.
Sweet. Awesome. All right. Well, thanks, guys.
All right. I'll chat with you guys later.
All right. Take care.
Who else you got there?
Oh, we'll just keep it going. Dan, what's up, man? You're on with us.
Hey, guys. What's going on from Texas?
Oh, shit. What part of Texas you at?
I'm in McKinney. This is Dan from Bailey.
Oh, shit, I know where you are. Okay, okay. Okay, when you coming back to Bailey?
Probably not till Halloween weekend this time, but...
Okay.
I was back last weekend while you guys were out hunting.
Okay.
I didn't get to, so... But that's all right. How things going, boys?
Everything's good, man.
Yeah, it's getting better as I drink Screwball.
I'm trying to put some weight back on this boy across from me.
he definitely looks like he's dropped a few being out there that long.
Yeah, he does. He is skinny, dude. Anyways, Josh or Dan, I'm gonna let you in on this Rogan Pack. You got a question for Snyder?
Sweet. I actually got a question for you, Luke. Snyder answered it in his post.
Okay, what you got?
What caliber do you use for your antelope?
Is it
6.5 PRC2?
Oh no, I'm no 6.5. So here's the deal, man. I run a 300 PRC Viking armament. It's the bomb.
It's an XLR chassis.
Yeah, XLR loop, chassis. Loophole scope. Which I'm going to upgrade too.
What are you going to get, the one I got?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot let you guys outdo me.
Nope. I like the Viking armament, Kafaru stuff you guys got going on, and I'm thinking about getting one, but that's... I saw Snyder posted that he did a 6.5 PRC, and I'm not sure what caliber to do, so that's why I thought I'd ask.
Yeah, I would get a 300 because it's more manly, and you don't have to wear like a man bun to shoot a 6.5.
So anyway, that's funny.
You've seen how much hair I have, Luke.
Yeah, I know.
Man bun. There's no way.
I just told them what I'm doing with it, and they said that PRC would be best, which so far it's been. From Elkhorn down has been great. But yeah, definitely, like, obviously a 300 is going to be a little bit more watt, but ballistic coefficients. Can you say coefficient?
Coefficient.
You got it. Can you say Saskatchewan?
Saskatchewan.
One out of two is not bad.
Hey, don't you have a drink for that? Don't you owe somebody a shot?
I have to take a shot when he can't speak the English language.
Oh, fuck. But anyways, yeah.
You're going to be drunk, Snyder.
Yeah, I know. The way he's fucking slamming. Hey, I'll tell you what.
Half the bottle already.
I tell you what. If you, I would just call the office. If I can maybe ask for a grant or whoever down there, they'll lead you the way of what you want, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the best.
Yeah, that's what I figured I'd do later this week.
So. Yeah, I tell you what. The cool thing about the whole thing is the chassis on how it folds and how light it is. That's what I think is badass, dude. So you can't go wrong with them, man, honestly.
Nope. I'm super pumped to talk to them and see what we can work out. So
well, right on, and then we'll go shooting together when you get down here.
Sounds good, man.
All right.
Sounds good. All right, boys. Have a good day.
Yep. Hit me up when you get down here.
I will when I get back, man.
All right. Later, buddy.
See you guys.
What's up?
Robert, what's up, man? You're on with us.
Oh, how's it going, fellas?
What's up, Robert? Where are you calling from?
Indiana.
Did you know that my family on my mom's side is all from Deer Lick, Indiana?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, the entire family, French Lick and Deer Lick. So my grandpa actually watched the basketball games of what the movie Hoosiers was portrayed off of. Yeah. My grandpa was there. That's kind of based off a true story.
Really?
Anyway, Hoosiers, there you go. Yeah, I remember. My grandpa also owned slaves back then, so probably shouldn't talk too much about that. Kind of awkward.
Nah, it's all good.
Yeah. Times have changed.
Times have changed. Yeah. What's up, man? You got a question for us?
Yeah, man, I've seen Aaron do some stuff with Fieldcraft. You going to do a survival challenge with Kevin out there, rocking out the Rogan?
You mean like leave me with the Rogan overnight?
Yeah, it's one of those crazy like 72-hour survival challenges.
No, I'm not doing that. That's stupid. No, I just did a 14-day survival challenge hunting elk. I'm good. I did that a lot when I was younger. For the right amount of money, I would do it for the fucking for the sake of doing it. No, I'm not going to do that shit.
Gotta be a prize at the end.
Yes, there has to be money involved.
It's just like. Yeah, it just would not just do me justice.
Think about
to
it
say,
like, hey, here's a Rogan with a couple snacks and a fire starter. Go suffer for 72 hours. When you get back, you get a cheeseburger you have to pay for.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Nah, I'm not into that anymore, man. Suffered enough.
Sounds like a good diet plan, though.
Are you into that kind of shit? Like survival stuff?
Try to be, but, you know, it's not too hard out here in Indiana.
Yeah. Well,
like Children of the Corn.
Yeah,
just
go
get
in
the cornfield.
Go in the corn maze, bro, and just get out there.
We did that growing up. It's called snipe hunting. Never did find one.
Oh, that shit, that's funny. Well, right on, man. Like, I got you in the drawing for winning this Rogan pack, so then you can go out and do your own contest if you win it.
I'll keep talking. I appreciate it.
All right, man. You guys take care.
All right.
Later, man.
This drink break is brought to you by KillCliff.com. Energy that doesn't suck.
KillCliff is the clean energy drink with no sugar and 150 milligrams of clean caffeine. Now with 100% more winning, because losing sucks and losing is for losers.
Did I mention it's totally American and a proud partner of the Navy SEAL Foundation? Guys, check them out. KillCliff.com. Type in our code GU15.
Mark, what's up, man?
Hey, what's cracking?
What's up, man? Mark, where are you calling from?
That shithole that Snyder calls Fresno, California.
That's a shithole.
I live there. It's a shithole. Sorry, man.
It's all right.
If I owned hell in Fresno, I'd rent out Fresno.
It's all good.
What's up, dude?
Oh, man, I just called to give you guys a little shit.
Oh, yeah?
And, I was trying to get Schneider to tell you that I heard you tore up more ass than Montezuma's Revenge, but he wouldn't do it.
Oh, I saw that on there.
I did what?
So that you tear up more ass than Montezuma's Revenge.
Oh, well, I do tear up some ass.
See? Yeah, that's a compliment.
Yeah, fucking.
But I do have a legitimate question. If I have to be out there for work at the end of September next year, do I go early to try to combat bow hunt elk or stay late to hunt mule deer?
Well, mule deer and elk's the same time.
Is it really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I would hunt the last part of September personally. But don't ask me. I haven't killed one in the past 2 years. But that's when the prime time, I think, has always been. Am I wrong or right?
Oh, yeah.
No, later, right. I would honestly say the later half of September is always better. But then again, we could have some fucked up weather and kick off, have a snowstorm right away, and they'll be all, who knows? But I would always go later, honestly.
Sounds like
right in the middle, you know. What do you kind of work you do?
I'm a manager for True Value Hardware, so I got to travel around and do trade shows.
Yeah, dude, that was my spot growing up as a kid, dude. I love that place.
It's a good spot. We have all kinds of things to put in your Rogan pack.
Yeah, fuck yeah. So True Value, when I grew up in Nebraska, it used to be called Gibson's.
Oh, yeah, I know Gibson.
Yeah, remember that shit? You remember Gibson's?
No, well, they don't have them where I'm
East,
from.
Yeah?
Yeah, West.
Yeah, we don't have them out
or
here,
West, where you were stuff. At.
Yeah.
Is it a more of a Midwest? Gibson's was a more Midwest deal, I think.
I think it was like Nebraska, Kansas.
Yeah, Midwest type deal.
Gibson's is regional out there.
Yeah, yeah. I missed it. I like that shit. But right on, man. Well, yeah, Cody got you in.
Cool, man.
So we'll draw a winner at the end of the podcast here. So
cool. Have fun, fellas.
All right, man. Later.
All right, peace.
Later.
Oh, my God. What's up? Oh, shit.
Justin, what's up, man?
Justin.
Are you motorboating?
Yo.
What are you doing, dude? Motorboating?
I am actually in a deer blind right now.
Okay, well, you fucking
you ain't shooting anything at that fucking noise.
You sound like Luke in a deer blind. Breathe through your nose.
Where are you calling from?
Michigan.
Other than a deer blind.
Yeah, right? Yeah, Michigan, huh? Is it cold there yet?
74 today, raining.
Yeah, it's still a little warm. You got a question for one of us?
No, just calling in to try to win a Rogan, I guess.
Hey, at least you're honest. Hey, at least you're fucking honest. I like that, man. I do like that.
I got a question for you. What are the chances of you shooting a deer tonight?
Probably not very good right now.
So if you shoot one tonight and you can prove it and don't fucking bullshit me, I'll give you a Rogan. Now, it can't be a doe, though. It's got to be a buck.
That's a shitty qualifier, but okay.
Now, you still have the chance to win his Rogan. But this is a Rogan from Snyder.
That's like fucking two fucking entries right there, bro. That's good. Fuck. All right. Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. This is what I'll do better, right? If you shoot a doe, I will give you some Black Rifle coffee coming your way. How about that? But that's shooting something. You got. I mean, that's a win-win for everybody.
He may have chubbed it.
Yeah, right? But
that's the deal.
It got to be.
All right. I got a trivia question. So you can win this Rogan from shooting a buck, or if you answer this question correctly. Where did the saying "freeze the balls off a brass monkey" come from?
From a cannoneer. The brass monkey actually holds cannonballs.
Yeah, he's
holy
right.
Fuck, he's you right, dude. It,
you get a Rogan.
Holy shit!
So I was going to say it a little better. In the Civil War, they had these big things called brass monkeys and they spun in circles to reload the cannons. It would get so fucking cold, the brass would freeze, and the arms would
break. Oh, my God.
Freeze the balls.
How the fuck did you know that?
How the fuck did you know that? God damn it, I should have came up with a better question. What's the maximum effective
range? What are you, a history teacher? How did you know that?
Now you don't have to shoot a spike.
I'm a student of military history.
Apparently.
That question up. All right. Let's try another one.
Hey, no, wait, hold on. He wanted that shit, but I was literally going to say Beastie Boys, Brass Monkey, Pokey Chunky.
Where did the term give them the whole nine yards come from?
Oh, shit.
Oh, I may be taking that Rogan back.
I know it. No. It's a belt fed machine gun.
Kind of. Yeah.
This motherfucker knows his shit.
The belt were 9 yards.
No shit.
Or 21 feet. Or not 28 feet. 21, 27. 9 and 8 is 18. 20, 27 feet. And so they were the nine. Give them the whole 9 yards. So the gunner in the plane, they'd say give them the 9 yards and just meant empty the belt.
No shit.
Good job, man. I got to give you one now.
Fuck. You are the man. You are like a fucking... Hey, this is what I need. I need you to send me a message, because next time somebody fucking asks me a question, I'm going to say, can I phone a friend? And I'm going to phone you.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Well, there you go. You got a fucking Rogan, man.
I appreciate it. In all seriousness, guys, Aaron, thanks for hooking my brother up the way you did. That was pretty fucking amazing.
Oh, no problem.
And Luke, hey, thanks again for the break and breaking up my trip. That was really cool. I never expected you to accept my invite for drinks, but that was pretty cool.
Yeah, man, no worries, man. It's all good. It's all good, man. Hopefully next year you get a fucking smack of fucking elk and find it.
Well, that's the
key. That's the right
part of that.
Yeah, that's the key. Well, hell yeah. Well, next time you're through, get a hold of me. Send Cody your address or whatever, or give it to Aaron, because I probably don't want to deal with this, because Frank will probably charge me for it. So, so anyways, well, right on, man. Good talking with you, and congrats.
Thanks, guys. Later.
Later.
Ruben, what's up, man?
Ruben Cockburn.
Who's this?
Ruben.
Ruben.
Oh, yeah, Ruben, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Okay, okay.
Remember on True Grit, Reuben Cockburn?
Yeah, I know. I remember you, O-Pimp. No, O-Pimp.
That's Rooster. Rooster Cockburn.
But his real name is Reuben.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what up, Pimp?
Nothing, man. Just got out of the woods doing a little bow hiking since I can't find a deer.
Oh, man. You got to use some fucking, don't be using that cologne you got on, dog. They smell you. No. I'm losing you. We're losing you, Craig.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there yeah. A little bit, a little bit. You got a question for us?
Yeah, I was calling. I got a question for Aaron because I have the Rocky Mountain Specialty Gear 3-blade cutthroats, and it's super fucking humid here in North Carolina, so I was trying to see if there's any way you can stop them from getting so rusty after each hunt.
Yeah, just put Vaseline on them.
Okay.
Yeah, so I do... like any kind of a petroleum product, you could even take Carmex or ChapStick or whatever, just put that on there, get it real thick, and then get it in your quiver. Every time it goes in your quiver, it coats it, and then that'll keep it from – that's what I do.
No shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
No shit. I'm not making that up.
That's fucking – that's smart.
You know what else you can do with like
Yeah, I know what I can do with fucking – No, so if
you, Vaseline. Well, hold on. I'm going to – so if you take Vaseline and you mix it with a petroleum product like diesel or gas – I used to do this when I got out of the Army and I'd get all fucked up at parties. Mix it around and you make kind of like, it's like napalm. And then roll a toilet paper roll in it and light it on fire and throw it in the like the middle of the party. So when somebody kicks it, that petroleum sticks to their foot. It won't come off. So then they rub their left leg trying to get it to
go. Oh, they're on fire. Left,
yeah, and then somebody pats them out, their hands on fire. It's fucking awesome.
Damn, now that's some deadly shit right there.
Yeah.
Well, right on, man. That's actually a fucking.
I need to fucking throw that. That's half the bottle.
I noticed. I honestly thought that was fucking a great question, man. Give this guy appreciate a fucking entry for the Roger pack.
Badass, man. I'm trying to win one for my friend since I bought a Rogan as soon as they came out.
Oh, cool. Good for you, man. Way to support the cause. My man. It was my idea, but fuck it. I guess Joe Rogan gets all the credit. Fuck.
Well, it's perfect because here, I mean, we hunt out of a tree stand, so it's like I just strap that straight to the tree stand and go in. It's perfect.
Yeah.
We were going to call it the Cadillo, but we knew nobody would be able to spell that shit. Rogan's easy. You can even sound it out. Rogan.
Oh, fuck. Well, Rogan, right. Two syllables.
Cadillo. See, it's three.
Fucking long and hard. It's like my dick. Anyways.
It looks like a penis, only smaller.
Anyways, I appreciate you listening, calling, downloading the app, and fucking listening to us live, man. It's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, I love this app, man. I call in every chance I get.
All right. Well, cool, man. I appreciate it.
Yep. Take it easy, guys.
Later, man.
It's the only way we take it, bro.
I'm not as fucked up as I should be for drinking half that. I'd say I'm building up a tolerance.
Yeah, you did put a deal. You didn't. You should finish this on one.
Jeff, what's up, man? You're on with us.
Come here, baby.
Come here, what's up, baby? What are you doing? Jeff.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm chilling with my dad, man.
Okay, okay. Where are you calling from? Up?
Just right down the road in Colorado Springs.
Okay. Dang. Nice. Nice.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Jeff with Pack 'Em Out.
Hey, that's what's up, dude?
Ah, shit, I know who you are.
Hell yeah. I got your shirt on right now.
He does have your shirt on right now.
I do.
What up, man? You guys been busy.
Yeah, we've been getting it done.
Nice, dude. I see. I follow you guys. I think Frank's like got like a man crush on y'all. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I know. He's
I think Efren's got one on him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right.
But hey, I got a reckoning pack out of it. So what's up?
Yeah, that's even better, huh? That's even better. Yeah. What do you guys got next coming up?
So we're going on an audad hunt in New Mexico on the 1st, I believe.
Okay.
And then Efren's daughter has an elk hunt post rifle that we're going to go on to. So.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Staying busy. Well, when you guys are in the neighborhood, hit me up, man. We'll get you on.
Yeah, I want to go shoot with you. I want to go show you what's up, bro.
Oh, well, it fucking ain't nothing but space opportunity up in this motherfucker, you know.
I don't want to call out Aaron, but you know, I'll go for you.
Well, I'll take your money.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, we'll have to plan that out in between hunts or something before it gets too. Before
it gets too. Are you shooting a compound?
Yeah, compound. Right. I can't do that other stuff.
I got $100 and I'll use Luke's bow.
Oh shit!
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Let's do it. Where are we going to do it at?
We'll do it up here at America Bowman.
Yeah, we got to support the home club.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
Same team, Farva, same team. Remember that?
yeah. All right, well, Pip, we'll put you in for the Rogan, and thanks for calling and listening, man.
Hey, real quick, I got a question for Aaron.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I got 6 elk points, and I'm holding out for 851. But do you think 851 is worth 10?
Man,
or should I burn on 49?
I'd burn it on 49. I don't know shit about 851, though, to be honest with you. 49's good. It's got, I mean, there's other units for the same points that have more bulls, but 49 has bigger bulls, and I'm going to get hate mail the moment I fucking said that. But, yeah, 49 is what I look at. Like, you can pull a 360 bull out of 49 fairly, relatively, not easy, but you'll find them. They're there.
Yeah.
A lot of units, you know, you'll find a lot of 280 to 320 bulls, and there's just not anything in that caliber.
Yeah. I grew up in Trinidad, so I'm like, you know, it's the iconic 851. That's why I've been holding out for it, but I don't know if it's as good as it used to be. So, cool, man.
Cool. Well, shit, man, thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Right on, man. Peace out.
Later, buddy. Yeah, bring it in here. Bring it in here, Tomas. Let's take one more caller, and then I got a couple questions to talk to Snyder about.
Blue Mound Skulls, what's up?
What's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, I got a question for Snyder.
Lay it on me.
So I'm shooting this. It's like a 53-inch Browning recurve. It's a solid one-piece bow. I can't find the chronograph to put the speed on it, and I'm shooting, I think right now I'm shooting 350s firing Black Eagles, and then I've kind of bought some stuff off a buddy of mine, but do you think 400s would run through it just fine?
I would think so. You might have to cut it down a hair, but yeah, they should work. Your draw length, 27?
28.
Yeah, 400s will be fine.
Gotcha. And I'm shooting those 150 grain 3-blade cutthroats.
What components?
He said they're just standard components. I might throw a 50 grain brass insert in there.
I was going to say you'll definitely need a 50 grain brass insert, but yeah, you'll be good to go.
Okay. The biggest thing, I went up to Colorado and shot a bear with my compound, and that kind of, I mean, I was glad I got a pass around the bear, but wasn't able to recover the bear. I had to leave the next day.
Damn, that sucks.
But the biggest thing I'm hunting down here in Oklahoma is whitetail.
Oh, God. Yeah, definitely. Just get 400. You'll be fine.
All right. Sounds good.
Well, right on, man. Well, you are in there drawing too for downloading the app, listening, and calling in, brother.
Thanks. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, don't worry, man.
All right. Later.
Later, buddy. So now we'll put a little pause on the calls, but Aaron, tell me a little bit about the hunting with South Cox. Were you for llamas or against llamas?
Oh, no, that's fine. I wish we would have had more.
Yeah.
we went in with 3, so that's why that pack out was so bad. We had 380 pounds of meat and then 5 guys worth of gear. So that's,
oh, my God.
Yeah, we had to, South ended up doing 28 miles that day, I think. When we got it all out, I was at like 23. I don't know what Mike was at quite a bit. And then that last 4 miles, I was 140 pounds. So it was.
Holy shit.
So I wish we would have had 6 instead of 3. But yeah, they were good.
So that unit you were in, it sounded like it was something so amazing.
It was cool. I mean, it's a draw unit, and then we were 12 miles in. Well, 8 to 12 miles. Well, 7 to 12 miles in.
7 to 12 miles in. And would you say that you guys were the only motherfuckers back there that are crazy?
We saw one guy. Well,
really?
Yep, from Arkansas.
No shit.
Yep. He shot a bull. He must not like his wife because he shot a bull on like day 2 and stayed till day 8 to just stay away from his family.
He wanted to hang out and just fucking, yeah. Well.
Sal talked to him. I didn't end up talking to him. But I had day 1, Mike and I climbed up super high. I don't know if Mike talked about it. We climbed up to the top.
Uh-uh.
And we glassed that camp. I found that camp. I'm like, dude, there's somebody camped above us with a horse. And South on day two had hiked way up into the basin where I had ended up killing mine, and he talked to that guy on the way back out.
Okay.
The guy had actually killed his bull like 3 miles in for whatever, rode a horse back closer to camp, killed his bull, and then just hung out in there. So it's a beautiful place. I mean, he was just chilling, but I mean, I'm assuming his family life wasn't great because he did not go home.
All right, you know, and that maybe it was just his vacation. Who knows, man? It's a good place out there. Me personally, I like the pussy too much. I'm coming back home.
Yeah, no. On that, I've been gone a lot. I'm actually bringing Amy on the next hunt. We're going with Ryan Rotier. He's a buddy of mine. Uh-huh. He owns Rotier Outfitting, and I'm gonna help him out guiding and whatever. Anyway, gave him some packs. So Amy's gonna go on like a coal buck mule deer hunt, antelope. So we're going up there the 18th.
Where's that at?
South Dakota.
Okay, that'll be cool.
And then we got a bunch of whitetail hunting after that. And then Scotty's got, we're trying to figure out schedules. I think I'm guiding 2 mule deer and 2 out at hunters. Or Scotty's, I mean, there's 4, but he and I are guiding them, but mid-November. So okay. We're going to haul ass out from whitetail hunt and go guide those guys and head out. So.
And then you'll be out in Texas pretty much from November till fucking whenever, like March.
I'm hunting until the end of December, and then I'm guiding January, February, March, and April for
Scotty. Jesus
and then
Christ.
That military stuff I do, that's kind of kicked back in quite a bit, so I'm not sure what else is going to happen with that. But
well, that's a good little gig for you, too.
Yeah, it's good. Those guys are cool.
So you did the elk deal, and you caught a great buck or a great bull. Then you went off, and you fucking shot a buffalo.
Yeah, I did.
This quick smoke break is brought to you by our boy over at Reaper Ridge Farms, the only cig of weed we be passing up in here. And it's all about the quality of the green, if you know what I mean. Check them out on the IG at Reaper Ridge Farms, and it's totally gladiator approved. And what I want to know is, and it's Texas, so what happened? It must have got loose from another fucking
We're
ranch.
Friends with the local. You know, we called and figured it out, and somebody messaged. I actually deleted the post. Somebody posted, isn't it illegal to shoot them like a cow? But that's in, like, public land, Montana or whatever. Like, in Texas, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
So we saw it, and we were probably 3 miles away, 2.5. I don't know. We're a ways away. And so we called to make sure, because, like, if that was in reverse, we would want somebody to call us. Well, nobody knew, and I'm like, well, shoot that fucking deer.
Yeah, no, because I know in Texas, if a fucking kudu gets out of their fucking high fence ranch and he goes on somebody else's ground, you can literally legal shoot that motherfucker.
And it's a bison. There was a few people corrected. It's not a buffalo. It's kind of like calling a javelina a pig.
Uh-huh.
Not that I give a fuck, but
Wait. Okay, hold on. Wait. What the fuck is the difference between a bison and a buffalo then?
Well, to me, nothing, but I guess it's a big deal to some because there was guys. In fact, let's Google that.
Yeah, what is that? I mean, can Cody do some work?
What's the difference between buffalo and bison? Bam.
What's it say?
It says, so how do you tell the difference between a buffalo and a bison? I'm doing this heavily inebriated. Bison have large humps at their shoulders and bigger heads than buffalo. A water buffalo's horns are large, long, and curved and crescent, while a bison's horns are typically sharp, shorter, and than the average buffalo's.
Oh, so a bison is probably a cool thing to shoot then.
685 pounds of meat.
Holy fucking shit.
I know, right?
So did you have to, a tractor?
It was
or
on a fucking two-track.
Okay.
It was on a road when we shot. So when we came down, I mean, the thing was tame. It wasn't like a hunt or anything. Like, I didn't want to portray it as such either. Like, it was.
Yeah, no, the it was buffalo. Like
shooting
a cow,
right? Yeah. So we got up bison. To it. And bison. My bad. My bad for who's listening. So I put an arrow into it, cornering away. It ran, stopped. I put a quarter, arrow quarter into it on the other side. Anyway, we went and got our buddy, who's the, ranch manager, and he pulled a backhoe up, hooked it up, and brought it back, which was cool because that saved a lot.
It would have been horrible.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been good.
Yeah. And so
drinking. I got to take mountain goat hunters out in the morning.
Yeah, so this is what I want to know. How the fuck did you get to shoot that instead of Scotty? I spotted it. I feel like
well, Scotty
knows though.
He's got better vision than me. Like with eyes behind glass, we're same, but with just his vision, it's not as good as it used to be. We'll be driving 50 miles down the road, he'll be like, "Oh, sheep." I'm like,
"Where?"
I can see anything.
Yeah.
But we were glassing for elk because I have an elk tag, so does he. And I was like, "Oh, fuck, there's a big bull." And I'm like, "That's not a bull. Oh, fuck, that's a fucking bison." And I was like, "Scotty, there's a bison." And the ranch manager has two of his own, but they were like 10, you know, 10, a long ways from where we were looking.
Yeah.
So we called him, no go. He didn't, they weren't his were there. It didn't have ear tags. We were looking in the 115. Yeah. And so then we called some of the, because our, I say Scotty's, but his property's 198,000 acres maybe. And and there's, the two ranches bordering us are as big or bigger. And so we called like, "Hey, you know, are you guys missing one?" And they weren't. And so wherever it came from, who knows? That happens down there.
Yeah, so no, it does happen a lot.
It saved me quite a bit of money. I was supposed to go to South Dakota and shoot one with Jerry in a couple of weeks. So
really?
It saved me $6,000. Yeah. Cause we eat the shit out of bison.
Yeah. I mean, you can't beat that.
Not buffalo bison.
Yeah. It's funny because I remember I was somewhere down in by San Antonio, South Texas, and this old timer was talking to me, and like he was like, "You know that tree stand you were sitting at one time that today earlier?" And I was like, "Yeah, yeah." He goes, "This is no bullshit. A goddamn giraffe came right underneath my stand one time." And I was like, "What?" I go, "So what'd you do?" He goes, "I shot that motherfucker." And I was like, "No shit." He goes, "Yeah, totally." So that being said, because I knew once shit gets free and it's on your property, you can shoot it regardless, tag or no tag. Whitetail probably different because, you know, there has to be in season. But I think exotics, man, and I know bison's exotic.
Yeah. Yep.
So, anyways.
It was cool.
Yeah, no. I was a little jealous. I ain't going to lie. Not going to lie. I should have fucking put that in my contract with Scotty and said anything exotic I should get a shoot too.
I know we've got it scheduled for you guys, Tomas, you, Taylor, and Frank to come down for Outdad Ewes and and Javelina.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm ready to shoot something, and you know, it's just what I do. I'm a killer.
So what do you got? While we're talking about that,
let's take a caller. No, what were you saying?
Let's talk about what happened, because I had a bunch of people ask me what happened with the treehouse and the elk.
Well, it's not a treehouse; it's a fucking Taj Mahal, motherfuckers. Get it right, man. I had plenty of animals there. Just didn't fucking capitalize on shooting the one that I wanted to shoot, and I had a season pass to me. So, I mean, you went in there a couple of times with me, Snyder. It's fucking nice, and it's cool. I mean, it's like one of those deals. When the animals are there, it's there. And when they're not, you know? My deal is, when I should have shot, I should have questioned myself. But when I saw the bigger bull, I didn't want to fucking not want to shoot the big bull. You know what I mean? I wanted to fucking brag. I wanted to fucking do it. And I did. I wanted to make you proud. I'm sorry I didn't.
It's funny. With I talked about it on a podcast I did with Steakboat Chronicle.
Uh-huh.
It is. I don't know if it's TV or social media, because social media you see the highlights of everyone's life, not the outside. And you know, I've brought up before, like one of the outside I shot, I had 49 steps and I missed 11 times that day.
Oh shit!
Nobody remembers that.
No,
they only remember me killing a giant owl dad.
Yep.
And it's not, you know, people are not justifying, you know, shoot an animal, they shoot a forky, and they're like, you know, it wasn't the biggest. And I'm like, dude, you shot it. Shut the fuck up and be happy. It's not, I don't get too wrapped up around that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, now, because I get to hunt so much, I don't want to shoot something just to shoot it because the freezers are full within reason. Like, I'm going to shoot the shit out of whitetail does because they're really good eating. But when you, how many times do you have a chance to actually shoot something? Did you have a chance?
Oh, yeah.
But you passed.
Yes.
Do you wish you wouldn't have?
Yes.
Exactly. Well, and that's what I tell people.
Like, it's because it's fucking, you know, now that I'm done, I didn't tag out, but I can't see the future. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I mean, even like some of the deer, I mean, came in, I was like, I'll wait because I want the does to come in, bring more bucks, you know? So it is what it is. Fuck it. But, yeah. And guess what? I still got a badass blind. Fuck them.
Yeah, it was cool. I liked hanging out in it. The heater was nice.
It's nice, dude. It's fucking sweet.
Plus, that's going to be good for that other tag you got, too.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet. Really nice when it's fucking warm in there, and I'll be sleeping in there. Probably see the deer won't fucking – I won't get shot at either because I'll probably be sleeping in that motherfucker. Cody, what do you got?
Got a couple more callers here. Bill got skill. What's up, man?
What's good, boys?
What is going on?
Nothing, man. Just got done shooting my bow.
Okay, okay. Where at? Where are you from?
Pennsylvania, outside of Philly.
Okay, okay, okay. So you getting ready to shoot now or what?
Yeah, I'm always ready to shoot. It's just that, you know, we got dumb laws out here. You really can't hunt on a Sunday. They just started allowing a couple of them.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, I got a week off the second week of November, so I always take that week off.
Damn.
Yeah, that's my right there. Hey, Luke, never pass on the first day what you would shoot on the last day.
You know what? I've heard that numerous times, but you know what?
By the way, this guy comments on everything.
Yeah. I understand that, but here's the thing. When you had trail cameras and you're hunting private – and you've seen these coming in regularly, why wouldn't it not pass? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It was hard. It was hard. Oh, it was hard for me, dude, though, honestly.
There's been plenty of times where, you know, I didn't shoot it either, and then last day I wish I did, but.
Yeah.
I don't suffer from that myself.
Because you're a cocksucker. Because your last day could go for a little longer, you fucker.
Yeah, my last day can go another week.
Hey, Aaron. Aaron, did you look into that Amp Research tailgate extender for your Raptor?
I did, actually. That's pretty badass, actually.
Yeah. Yep. I thought of you as soon as I seen you post that. I was like, oh, you can use this thing because I had an F-150. I only had a 5.5-foot bag. You can't fit shit in it, you know?
Well, now that he has those fucking big-ass Baja tires, too, in that bitch, he ain't got shit.
Well, now I got a trailer and a Can-Am, so yeah. I'm golden.
Yeah. Way to kick a dog away.
Yeah, I look like the clamp is coming back. Jesus Christ. I had heads and cooler. I had two 210s and two 160s strapped to the back.
Well, I saw you coming up with it. Were they big old white coolers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw you coming up the hill when you got in town. I was going down to the gym and you were going up, I think. But anyways, man, I appreciate you calling and listening.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, keep it up. You know, I don't mean anything by my comments when I, you know.
Oh, you're good, bro. And stuff. Yeah, you're good. You know good. What I mean? Yeah, no, you're good, you know, brother.
Aaron, you probably don't remember it. Like 4 years ago or something, you were on Gritty's YouTube, and I mentioned about Brian having LeBron James' haircut.
I do remember that, actually. Oh, that's funny. Oh, shit.
Yo, you were the only one that laughed, and I was like, damn, man, them other guys took it the wrong way.
This podcast is right up your alley then.
I know. Yo, I got one question for Luke.
Oh shit.
I know he's the expert on this shit.
You gotta lick it before you stick it.
No, I know that. But what's the cure for a hangover?
Man, honestly, you guys gotta what's the saying? You gotta just take a little of the bite of the dog.
Hair of the dog.
Hair of the dog. Yeah. So
I had
10% beers last night, man. I'm groggy all day.
Yeah, that's how I was. So the middle of the night, I also take a couple ibuprofen and chug a lot of water. Yeah. And honestly, this morning I got up and I went and did my other job that I have. I went to the casino and I started drinking and made some money. Honestly, I would just. You know, have a little fucking Bloody Mary, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's my go-to, a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, red beer. Yeah. Red beer. But
all right, good luck the rest of the season, boys.
You too, man. And hopefully Sunday's the day that the big one doesn't come underneath your stand.
I know, right?
All right, man. I'll chat with you later.
That's a kick in the dick when that happens. All right, boys. Later.
Later.
We got a question here from Kevin. He wants to know, what's the pros and cons of the shoulder fabric that Kryptek uses versus Gore-Tex?
I'm going to let you answer that.
The what fabric?
The shoulder fabric.
Oh, shoulder.
Oh,
I'm probably
that's
the wrong person to ask, because I, whether Kryptek agrees with it or not, is the ones that kick them off to use shoulder dynamic fabric. So shoulder dynamic fabric is probably the highest end mountaineering fabric you can get. No matter what any company says with their marketing, shoulder dynamic fabric is better than anything else on the market. That's including Torrier or anything Sitka sells. And I'm a Sitka guy, but I like the guys from Kryptek. The shoulder dynamic fabric blocks wind better. More the breathability in general is better. It dries faster. It's more durable. It's just an amazing fabric. So as far as, like, you know, leaving fit out of it, because not everything's going to fit as far as, you know, what a company makes, the shoulder dynamic is definitely the best fabric on the market by far. And it has been for a long time. I think it's from Sweden or Switzerland, something like that. Anyway,
Switzerland,
yeah. It's just, I used to wear Mammut Cormier pants. That's where I first saw shoulder dynamic. That was probably 10, 15 years ago. Well, yeah, 15. Anyway, the shoulder is amazing fabric, and it's head and shoulders above anything else.
Do you wear it now, or are you asking to get it?
No, this was just me asking. This is a question.
Oh, shit. I thought there was a fucking guy talking to us asking it.
Yeah, that was me. That
okay.
Was me. You didn't see my mouth was moving.
Honestly, it is. That's what I rock is the altitude, and I fucking love that shit. I love it because, man, that fucking jacket, it blocks the wind so fucking good that it's like wearing like a fucking puffy, honestly. So that's why I like it. It's rugged, too. It doesn't tear when you're all fucking. I even caught that shit on barbed wire this year. And it still didn't rip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's good.
It's fucking tough, man.
People ask me all the time. And, you know, when you talk about the – not to go on a giant tangent here, but when you, there's nylon fabric is the best for the money. And it's not too far from shoulder dynamic or Torrier. It's basically – it's kind of the same thing, a little bit different properties from a molecular level when they build it from, like, the soup or whatever. But – when you look at like a polyester, for example, polyester is usually like a 13%, like a Lycra or spandex count. Polyester holds smell more. It holds water more. It'll stretch more. The nylon just dries faster. It breathes better, things like that. Same with shoulder. Torrier is good as well. So when you talk to different clothing manufacturers, I mean, when you want to buy the best you can get, if you can find a nylon pant or when you talk about tops, like a nylon merino blend, that's the best for the money that you're going to be able to get.
Yeah, and honestly, if you're lucky to get that, you get to save 20% on that fucking high-end fabric with typing in Gladiators on the checkout code. Damn, that could have been a commercial, bro. You know what I mean?
There you go.
There you go.
The only problem, they stopped listening to me when they came out with the altitude line and fucked up some of it, but whatever.
It's great.
That's the screwball talking.
What else you got?
I got another question for you. What trauma kit would you recommend to use for your multi-day hunts?
Smaller one.
Say that again. Tripod for what?
What trauma kit would you recommend or use for your multi-day hunts?
That Two Vets, the Ruck, or the Outdoorsman compact medium, or the Slick. Well, the screwball's kicked in because I can't remember the number. The cheaper option's the Slick, but that Two Vets that I just got is pretty amazing. That Ruck is awesome. And then the Outdoorsman compact medium.
Yeah, just don't fuck up and have to use it. That's the key.
It's brilliant.
That's the key. Stitches. Make sure you fucking... I'm pretty happy you haven't had any stitches yet.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. It healed up good.
I know, but, you know, this is a new season.
Hold on. All right. Hold on one sec.
What do you say?
All right. Say hi.
What's up?
They're wondering how I can do the podcast drinking and do the podcast and text. Tell them.
Oh, it's fucking, he's a man with many trades and talents, and he's a legend. And look at this. Let me flip this around real quick.
Yeah. No.
Let me see.
No.
Come
way.
On. Let me flip it around.
No.
Oh, come on.
Hell no.
Anyways, who do you got?
Brian, what's up? You're on with us.
What's up, guys?
Where you calling from?
What's cracking?
New Orleans, Louisiana. Getting fucked over by Hurricane Ida.
Oh, you poor bastard.
I've got a Louisiana story, but I'll wait till you're done.
That fucker took half my house and everything. I'm working 13 days, one day off. I should be in Kentucky. Now they fucking trying to cut my Kansas trip out, the bastard.
Oh, shit.
Damn, dude. I feel for you.
I had a quick question. I want to know if he ever hung up that drawing that I did for him, that skull drawing.
Oh, of course, man. It's at my house. My wife loves that thing. Oh, I know. This is Keto Cajun. You are one badass motherfucker, I must say. He's the one that did the skull drawing.
Oh, that's you?
Yep.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Damn, you lost your house and everything, huh?
Well, it took the roof off and lost half the house. It flooded everything, so I got to gut all of that. And we're dealing with the insurance and everything. It's taking forever. Mold's getting bad. There's three of us living in my bedroom.
God damn, dude. I feel for you. That sucks.
Roll with the punches.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what you can do, bro. And fuck, God, if there's anything we can do, let me know.
Nah, I appreciate it, man. Don't want to bring y'all down. Appreciate everything y'all do.
Well, I appreciate you listening. Calling in.
All right, man. Y'all take it easy, bro.
All right, you too. Hey, guess what? You're entered to win this Rogan, too. So, there you go.
Thank you, bud.
All right, man. I'll chat with you later.
All right, buddy.
Later. You know, he's the one that did that drawing, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, he's done a bunch. I'm trying to think. I can't remember who all. He did several for different people. He is extremely talented.
Really?
So, he had the skull with the compass.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was badass. Whoa. Man, yeah. Down.
Man, him down, pim down. You good? You did good, Cody?
We're good.
All right. So this is the other thing I want to know before we get too carried away with other callers. So now you got all this shit lined up. What are you looking forward to now in your season for you, honey? Not guiding. I'm talking about you, honey.
Man, why? Well, the one with Ryan Rotier, the mule deer hunt, that'll be cool. But honestly, you know Scotty.
Yeah.
Hunting whitetails with Scotty is just awesome. Yeah. And this year we don't have to guide anyone. We just get to hunt. Uh-huh. So I'm definitely looking forward to that.
You guys got trail cameras out and everything.
Oh, looking? Yeah. Yeah. We're bringing Amy down. So uh-huh. I want to see, she's never hunted out of a tree stand. So yeah. I'm kind of curious how she does, being able to see the deer come in.
Yeah.
And everything.
So. Which is a fucking, your heart racing and everything. So that'll be fucking fun for me personally. I like the whitetail, man. I'm stoked for that. I am so fucking pumped. And I'm going to go out a week, probably 3-4 days before the rifle season starts. And I'm going to also get a rifle tag this year. So I'm stoked about that for whitetail. I don't remember the last time I shot a deer with the gun since I picked up a bow. So this year will be fucking, it'll be fun, man.
So we both have, I forgot about that tag, we both have a private land only mule deer tag.
Yes.
So that's going to be interesting because we both have large deer coming in.
That's less than a week, 2 weeks away, I think. It opens up. Me personally, I think when we shot those ones last year in what, November?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like wait until when the rut really starts kicking in because that's when the big boys come in or the more dominant ones. So I like to wait till then. I am not going to lie. What?
Nothing. Nothing. Oh, not a thing.
Cool, whatever. But I must say, though, I have this fucking muley rolling around my neighborhood here in my backyard. It's fucking huge, dude.
How big? What do you think?
I think he's pushing 180. The one I sent you, the picture I sent you the other day.
I know. I'm looking for it. Do you have another? Pull it up.
I do have it. It's definitely a 180, I would say. Seriously. No bullshit. He's not. Yeah. Maybe even bigger than that. No, that's my monster fucking antelope that I got. Here you go. Ready?
Yeah.
Good Lord. He's a 180. Got all those memes. Look how thick he is.
Nah, he's not 180, but he's good. 165. Sorry.
If I shoot that motherfucker, it's a 185, though. I'm going to tell you that right now. Dude, he's good. He's bigger than the one you shot last year.
Oh, yeah. Score-wise? Yeah. That one I shot last year was just old.
Yeah. You think he's 165?
Yeah, 165 to 170.
Look at that. Look at it again.
He's good. No, he's good, dude. He might be over that. I mean, I would shoot him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Put 179, okay?
179.5.
Yeah, he's definitely it. And he got type of growth still. You know what I mean? So, anyways, here's the other thing I want to know. So, is Frank's been back? He's back from Alaska?
Yeah, he's back.
He's back.
Yeah, he's going into work tomorrow.
Okay, so here's the deal. How long are you back? Oh, you're not working tomorrow. You're going to guide.
No, I got to go help out. It's not guiding. It's helping.
Helping. Yes, that's how you say it. So you're going to do that. And then so how long is Frank back now for? Is he done going to Alaska?
I think they got back. Tomas knows. Did they get back yesterday? Yeah, yesterday.
So here's what I want to know. Did you see the footage of him shooting his goat?
Where it flipped down into the canyon. Yeah, so I basically paid $15,000 for nothing for Frank to go in the canyon.
I think if you would have hit it the first time, it might have not happened that way. But where he hit him the second time, he fucking flipped it and rolled down the fucking devil's fucking hellhole.
Oh, I know, right? He texted me. He's like, I shot one. We can't get it.
Dude, how bad would that suck? Have you ever had that happen to you?
No, we got it. That one that fell down where the eyeballs popped out and the horns broke. We were able to get it, though.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. That's crazy. What do you got, Cody? You got? We good?
We're good.
All right, let's do it. Let's do a winner, dude. Let's draw a winner. And remember, guys, anybody that's fucking listening that called in yesterday's podcast, you are still in the drawing for today's drawing.
We got a question here.
Hold on. Yeah, I got a pistol, man. Hurry up.
Well, you don't know anyway. You can answer anything. It's for Aaron. Aaron, what are your thoughts on some states outlawing trail cams in the name of fair chase?
That's bullshit. That's my
opinion. It was weird because my views have changed once I got to Arizona and got to see 14 trail cameras on one camera or on one tree. I get the point. You know, I don't want to make a – I'm not in a state that has that problem. So I hate to even comment on it, but I can see where they, where it came from. I can understand the reasoning behind it. Like you go to Arizona on one hot water hole, you could have 15 to 25 game cameras on one water hole. And that definitely disrupts, obviously animal behavior, things like that. So I understand it, but I really don't want to comment on it.
All right. What's up, Matt? You're on with us.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up? What's up? Where are you calling from, homie?
I'm calling from Oregon, you know.
Okay. What's going on over there? Are you hammering?
Fuck. I just got done shooting arrows all fucking day.
Okay.
Shoulder's sore now, damn it. So.
What do you shoot, a compound or a recurve?
Compound.
My man.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I don't do that shit, that stick bow shit. Mm-mm.
I don't think I could.
No, I don't got the patience for that shit. What's up, man? You got a question for us?
Yeah, I do. I've got a question for Snyder. Because I'm in Oregon, when it comes to deer, it's pretty much just blacktail. So, what's the best way to get within, 40 yards of a blacktail?
Man, I have not hunted blacktail in a long time, and honestly, when I did... Bait, apples. I used apples, and I'm sure I'm going to get bashed for that, but it's legal. Blacktails in general, which you got like 7 days of glory, and 300 and I guess it would be what 358 days of shit. So in that 7 days when they rut, it's pretty hard to you can kill them on those. So at last light, you know, with apples and baiting.
They'll come in and eat that.
They'll come and eat it. Yeah, that's the best luck I'd have.
What about, because I'm in Oregon, you know, I can't use normal cervical fluids. So what's best synthetic fluid do you think that I could use?
What the fuck is that? What is he talking about?
You can't bait in Oregon anymore?
You can bait from starting in 2019, you can bait using like corn. But, you know, you can use doe piss, but you can't use natural doe piss. It has to be synthetic.
Really?
No kidding. Yeah. Man, I don't know. Back in the day when I did it, which it's, I mean, statute of limitations, maybe it wasn't legal, but I just baited the shit out of them and then sat on the roof of my buddy's house when they came in and shot them.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Tactics, baby. Tactics. yeah, that's honest. That's crazy. They do like synthetic, if I can like make believe fucking urine or what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Because they don't want it to spread diseases if you use, you know, natural piss.
Damn, that's crazy. I did not know that.
It's some bullshit.
Yeah, that makes it tough. I mean, blacktail hunting seems hard enough, and you can't use real piss. Huh.
Yeah, it's not great.
But yeah, I'm not the best to probably answer this, and I've got some screwball in me, so I will say probably the largest deer in Oregon and Washington, blacktails that are shot in the lights of the house well after legal shooting light, eating apples.
Yeah.
I would say that's my prediction because I've been there. Not participating, just watching.
Yeah, I would definitely get around an apple tree.
All right, I'll have to go plant one.
There you go, baby. Well, thank you for listening, and you are in to win. We're about to draw this Rogan pack here soon, so good luck. And, you know, if you don't win this one, the whole month of October, you're in for drawings. So,
hell yeah, buddies. Take care.
All right, man.
Later.
That's crazy. I did not know that there's fucking, like, you can't use artificial fucking, you got to use artificial piss. That's weird.
Oh, yeah, it's weird.
That's really weird. Cody, we good?
We're good.
All right, let's bring that hat over here. Let's draw a Rogan winner. Dun 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 dun. Stir him up, stir him up, stir him up, stir him up. Aaron, you're gonna have to draw a winner, baby. Who is it? Who is it?
Ticket. No, I'm just kidding.
The ticket.
Tina. Delph.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
She called in today. Good for her. She's the one that did my tattoo. Tina Delph, you are the Rogan winner.
Dang. I wonder if she's listening or if she just called in.
Well, who knows? They're going to win. I know who they are now. Well, congratulations, Tina. You won this Coyote Brown Rogan. So this is what I'm going to do this week. I'm going to go... this morning was pretty generous to me, so guess what I'm going to do for y'all. For the month of October, I'm going to go out, and I'm going to get two more Rogans, and I'm going to give two more Rogans out for y'all, okay?
Dang.
So, Frank, guess what? I'll be there tomorrow to put my order in, and we'll have two more giveaways on the Rogan. But we also still got a bunch of Black Rifle coffee to give out, marsupial belts to give out this month. But everybody's been wanting Rogan, so guess what? I'm going to give it to you guys because guess what? That's how nice I am. I'm pretty nice, though, ain't I, Aaron?
You are very nice. We were talking about you down in Texas. Somebody asked because I think there's misconceptions about you as well as me.
Uh-huh.
And like Cody Greenwood, the Trad Lab dude, people have been like, he stayed at your house? And he's like the nicest guy in the world. He hung out with my wife while I was gone. And same thing with you. And I'm like, Luke's like the nicest guy in the world. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. You don't want to piss him off. But right. I was like, the whole crew, it's probably a good idea to keep him happy. But it's not like we're fucking running around beating women and, you know, hanging kids upside down. I'm like, what the fuck do people
Although I got to say something. The night when we were hunting down in Lyman with Nestor, we stayed the night Saturday night. Gaethje had a girlfriend down there, flew in, visit him, whatever. She came hunting with him. And I was there. And you know what's so weird? You know what Alex said? Alex said, we were driving down there to hunt that morning. He goes, hey, you think we should get in a fight tonight? You know how Alex is, because he knows he has Gaethje and me coming in, right? And I was like, no, it's a horrible idea, right? No, let's have fun. Dude, I don't know what the fuck happened to me, but I got a fucking evil fucking something evil up my ass. Well, anyways, you know Nestor's girl, Channing, right? She was there. Well, there's these other guys that are outfitters there that are guiding too.
Yeah.
They're from South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
You know who they are, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I knew he was tall, but he was fucking 7 foot, no joke. He might have been 7'3". Anyways, he came up to fucking Channing and was fucking talking to her and saying, hey, you know, you should come back with me, blah, blah, blah. And nobody was around except for her and her other friend she was talking to. And I came back to the table. I said, what's up? She goes, oh, this fucking asshole wouldn't leave me alone, blah, blah. Well, he went outside. Well, so did I. And I went out there, and I pretty much grabbed him by his ear. You got to fucking, I mean, I had to jump up high.
Stand on a phone book to get there?
No, I stood on a fucking pickup. And I grabbed him. I fucking pretty much made him come inside and apologize to her for being a fucking asshole to her, because she was saying, no, I'm good. I'm with somebody. And he kept on pushing the envelope. So I just made him fucking apologize. I started thinking, though, like, goddamn, what if that motherfucker Andre the Giant would have fucked me up? Because I was in no condition to fight, I don't think. No condition. Because I was fucking 3 sheets in the wind. And I was like, goddamn, Alex, where the fuck were you? Why am I doing your fucking boyfriend work? You know? And he goes, what the fuck, dude? No need to fight here. And I was like, oh, really? You remember what you fucking called and said what we're going to do tonight? And I was like, yeah, you're a fucking little pussy. When push came to shove, you fucking pussed out. That's what happened. I'll say it.
Oh, shit. It's funny when so with that, like, I try to be relatively, I mean, I think we all know now I have a temper, but I try to be relatively calm all the time. It's just sometimes, dude, it's people push that shit. Like,
yeah.
You were talking about when you were at the gas station.
Yeah.
Something like that happened recently to me. And I'm like, thinking, like, what the fuck is this person thinking? Yeah. Like, any good, decent human would not be doing what this person is doing.
Yeah.
But they're doing it. And then when you confront them about it, they act like you're the asshole for confronting them. And it's like, I don't get it. Like, you know, it was the same thing you had to deal with. Gas station's full. Guy's parked, goes inside, doesn't even get gas, and then his kids are playing. And I'm like, I get the kids, but you don't need to park at the fucking gas tank.
If you're not getting gas, or if you do get gas.
Off of fucking I-10 we're at, where there's only one gas station.
I'm like, if you get gas, keep gas. If you're going inside, move your car forward. There's tons of fucking parking spot. Why wait there? Well, this motherfucker was playing fucking Tinder on his fucking phone and kept waiting, and I'm honking behind him. I'm like, dude, get the fuck out of the way. And I'm the asshole, and I was like, listen, dude, are you going to get out of the way? You done getting gas? And he looked at me like, who the fuck are you? I'm like, I'm trying to be cool. I need to get gas. I got to pick up my daughter up from school. And this motherfucker was just fucking like, well, you're an asshole. And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, you want to see an asshole? Your mom should have swallowed you. And I was so fucking pissed, dude. I was so fucking pissed, dude. I wanted to fucking rip his fucking head off, but I didn't, because I had a little Marcus with me, and I was like, damn, I don't want fucking Marcus to go to some child protector because nobody else can watch him, you know? Then I'm never getting no pussy from my wife. I don't know, man. That was the thing, is I was kind of on one that night, man. Maybe I was just bummed. Justin got an antelope that day, and I didn't get one, and I started drinking heavily, and I was just depressed. Maybe I was mad. I don't know. And then I played a joke on Sterling. I said, come on, motherfucker, because he tried to run my toe over. And I fucking played. I'm like, come outside. We got to Southside Bar, and I was like, come outside. He's like, Luke, are you serious? And then Nestor's like, well, you better go outside and face the music. And he did. And I was like, oh, just bullshit. I just wanted to see if you'd come outside. And yeah. He was scared as fuck. But it was a good time, man. Nestor has a pretty cool little operation down there.
Yeah, he does. I mean, with Nestor, it's weird. the amount, when I say it's weird, the when you get in, like, with Nestor or Doyle Moss or, you know, pick your poison as far as, like, guides.
Right.
They could, they become, what's the right word? They don't live in reality of what everyone else does, yep, right? So, yeah, like, when you're like, oh, I shot a, you know, 280 bull, they're like, why'd you shoot that piece of shit?
And yeah.
Like, well, because it's fucking public land, you yeah know? Like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
And that, nothing against Alex. He's one of my best friends. But when you're out east and, you know, giant deer are fairly plentiful,
yeah,
and then you're hunting public land, you know, a 165 deer is kind of a giant.
Yeah.
Or that's a cool buck in most places. Like, Amy, where we're about to go with Ryan Rotier, she's going to shoot a cool buck, like a 3x3 or something, which I am more than happy to shoot any time. So is she. What other people are like, why would you shoot that? And I'm like, and it.
Which nothing, is probably bigger than a lot of guys that's ever shot.
Well, yeah, like, I mean, nothing wrong with any of it.
Yeah, it's, Alex's cold bucks are fucking bigger than some fucking people's lifetime bucks. Right?
Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, I shot at one of his cold bucks last year in the cornrows with Josh, and it was legit 32-inch wide 3x4.
Yeah.
And so, again, nothing wrong with what Alex is doing or Doyle or guys that are friends of mine, Clay Lancaster, those guys. I mean, but the reality is, well, Tomas, when you and didn't you and Taylor go out this year? I can't say the unit because it'll fuck it up even more.
Went
elk hunting.
Yeah.
Would you have shot the first bull that came in front of you? Would he have? Got the chance, yeah. Why? Because you're fucking smart. And that's what
yeah,
people are like, watch too much Primos videos. And guys look at me like I'm holding on. I'm like,
yeah,
I shot a fucking 270-inch fucking 5x6 in the, you know, in, yeah, in a very coveted unit. But the thing for me, the
and
adventure,
a stick bow.
The, yeah, and a stick bow, but the adventure and what's going, I mean, I just don't get wrapped around inches too much. I mean, occasionally, that antelope.
Yeah.
I'm never going to see an antelope like that again. I shot it with a rifle.
Yeah.
But overall, like for me, I don't, 140-inch whitetail.
Was it, just as fun for you to shoot it with the rifle than your recurve?
No.
No?
It wasn't nearly the same. Fuck, I threw that rifle up, put the crosshairs on its butthole, and dropped it at 280. I'm like, huh, that's kind of anticlimactic. You know? Where's my 7 hours of fucking work to get the shot?
Yeah, yeah.
But again, like I just, for that, I'm never going to get another chance, probably, to shoot over an 80-inch yeah antelope. I could shoot it with a rifle, and I've shot a ton of shit with it. And I've got some screenshots of some comments people have made, which I get, but I'm 99% of a recurve guy, but occasionally I'm, you know, like this year, like last year with you. I mean,
yeah,
you were like, "Hey, don't grab the recurve, grab the rifle."
Yeah,
I'm not gonna sit there and debate for the greater good of trad archery to fucking shoot a mule deer. Like, made sense, right? It came from public land. We don't want it to jump back on public land, so shoot it with a fucking rifle. So
right, yeah, no, I get that. You got someone, Cody?
Yes, sir. Eric, you're on with us, man. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. Where you calling from?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, go Big Red.
Yep, yep.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm a North Platte native, brother.
No, I know. I've been following you, yeah. I knew you're from North Platte. Cool, man. Good. Question for you, Luke. Do you got any hunts planned for this year, man?
I do, I man. What's that?
No, I said I seen you got a nice antelope.
Yeah, I get it. I'm actually coming back to Nebraska to do some, I'm going to do archery there, and I'm going to do a rifle hunt there. Got some tags here, Colorado still to fill. Texas is looking really bright right now. But, yeah, that's about all what I got right now on the agenda right now. I may try to pick up a Kansas tag, actually.
Nice.
I've never hunted Kansas. I've never hunted Kansas, and I really want to hunt Kansas. So we'll see what happens with that.
Sweet.
But my deal is I like fucking Nebraska, man. I love hunting whitetails. That's my shit, dude. I want to shoot muleys. Will I shoot a big muley out there? Yes, absolutely. But if I want to shoot muleys, I shoot them up here. And my deal is I'm all about the whitetails, man.
Sweet. Can I ask Aaron a question? I got a question for him, too.
Lay it on me.
Aaron, I got a question. So, like, because I'm from Nebraska, so my elevation usually where I'm shooting my bow is, like, 1,200 feet. So then if I go out, like, to, like, 9,000, 10,000, will that affect my arrow drop?
At long, long distance, you'll shoot a little high at higher altitude.
Really?
Not a ton.
Like at maybe like 50 and four and longer range.
Probably,
I'll see that,
even, yeah, probably even longer than that, 60 70. To 80. And even then, it's not going to be much.
Sweet.
What are you hunting this year?
Well, I went on a, cause I called a while ago. I was the guy that, I was going to the Gila 16A and I got back from that. And then I'll be going to Colorado in a couple days actually for first rifle. And then just Nebraska hunts here.
Okay. Okay. You do a lot of whitetail hunting there in Nebraska?
Kind of where I go, I see both. I got whitetail and mule deer, so I'm an equal opportunity employer, you know, whatever I get a chance at, get that done.
Yeah, for sure. Well, right on, man. I appreciate it. You were in the drawing. We're about to draw a winner on that bitch. So, appreciate that. And, thanks for calling in. Good Lord.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Have a good one. Have a good night.
All right, you too, man.
Later, man. Am I acting that fucked up? Because I'm doing pretty good, I think.
No, you're doing great.
I haven't got to tell my cross-eyed joke publicly, though.
Yeah, I know. You should. You should do that one real quick. Well, hey, what is that ticket right there?
Probably Tina's.
Oh, yeah. That's the winner. Yeah, that's obviously for the next pack. But let me hear that joke real quick.
I dated a cross-eyed woman for a few years, but we broke it off because eventually we figured out we just couldn't see eye to eye.
That sounds like a fucking dad joke, right? That sounds such a dad joke. What do you got?
Danny, what's up, man?
Hey, nothing. I just called to tell Aaron, you've already cost me a striker, I guess, and a field quiver. So thanks for throwing Tina a bone on that Rogan pack.
No problem, man. That's good because that pays for Frank's Pornhub membership. So we
yeah, now, congrats.
We've been trying to get her one for a minute. She's so tiny, man. So I appreciate it. We're going to call up there and get her hooked up.
Oh, but, cool, man.
That's good, yeah, man. I'm glad. Well, now she got to pack. And what I do need from you, Danny, is your address to Cody so we can get this out to
I'll
you.
Have her, yeah, I'll have her send it to him.
Okay,
I'll
cool.
Have her send it to him. All right. That's all I wanted to say, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, man. I'll chat with you guys later.
All right. See you guys.
Yeah, so on that note, what I'll do is I'll each week of this next 2 weeks, I'll throw out two more Rogan packs along with our other giveaways. So if you ain't download the Bullhorn app and call in and listen, you ain't going to win none of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Some good stuff. I'm going to do a surprise giveaway next week, too, I think. So it'll be good.
What else should we give? Should we give away anything else? I'm cleaning out my garage today. I could give away a lot of shit.
Oh, my God. Well, let me come over and see what before you start giving things away. I don't know. It's whatever you want. You want to give some away? Do it. Let's do it.
What should we give away?
Well, you tell me.
Let me think about this.
All right. Think about it.
Take another shot.
I mean, I've had too much to drink already. Am I acting semi? Hey, come on.
Hey, you want to give away your K&M to me?
Or can you tell I'm like super fucked up? I drank like half a bottle of Screwball.
I know you are a G, dude. I can't drink that. It's too sweet for me.
I'm talking with, you know, the chick I told you that sewed my arms back on when I took too many edibles.
I don't.
Nikki. She's super cool. Her name's Fly Girl
RN. I do now.
Okay, yeah. I was messaging her. She's getting out of the podcast Tuesday. Uh-huh. I was trying to text her while doing this podcast and drink.
Oh, okay. About,
so I never told her I had that dream where she soaked my hands onto my shoulders. I was waiting. But she's hopping on the podcast Tuesday. She's cool as shit.
That's cool.
I'm trying to think I've got the Rogan I've been using with the battle belt. We could give that away.
Ooh, that is cool.
Nobody's got one of those.
Nobody has one of those.
No,
A Rogan battle belt.
It's a Rogan pack with the battle belt. So, like, the what's coming that hasn't come out yet.
Oh, shit. How do we do this? Let's do this at the end of October. End of October, we'll give the winner out for that.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. Is that bloodstain on it?
Oh, yeah. I've killed Yeah.
So it's fucking already used by him.
It's got
so,
good juju.
Yeah, guys, fuck, I might win this motherfucker.
That's not going to help you.
I know, huh? All right, so is that something you really want to do, Aaron?
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah. How should we set that up?
Well, we'll do it at the end of October. His own Rogan Battlefield, the new what is it, the prototype coming out?
It's a prototype. So it's the Rogan, which we've already come out with.
Yep.
And the Battle Belt with a Nalgene pocket and a mini belt pouch. It's what I just, that's what I had on when I shot the Buffalo and the Outdad, the Antelope,
yep,
and all that.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Fuck. That's cool. All right, Aaron. I appreciate that. I told you buying this screwball was a good thing. All right. Well, end of October, we'll draw. We'll put all these names in a hat. Anybody who calls, downloads the app, calls in, subscribes to our channel, gets a chance to win his new Battle Belt Rogan. Yeah, and that'll be the last week of October for that one. We'll do that one, Cody. Huh?
I like it.
You'll probably be gone hunting in end of October, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm going out to Scotty's.
Okay.
Yeah.
How
long have we been on?
A little over an hour and a half. It's about a good time. So on that note, man. You want to hit some of this weed?
No.
Don't be scared. Come on, Craig. You ain't got nothing to do.
I have never smoked weed in my life, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's always a first time, Garrett.
There's always a first.
I know. What's that saying?
I keep getting people asking me about when I'm going to be on Rogan again, but.
Oh, I bet you're on there sooner than later.
I don't know. I don't know if he really liked the first podcast or not.
I did. I thought it was good.
Yeah. I don't know if he liked it or not.
It was good. Oh, yeah. He liked it. Guaranteed. I guaranteed he liked it. So on that note, anything else you want to add on this? Anything new with the Cafaro happening?
No, I mean, we had a bunch of people ask, which I don't know how they missed it. We are moving to Wyoming, hopefully July, August time frame. Riverton Lander area is the plan. That's about all I got as far as that goes.
In July, you're still thinking it's the time frame?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, so I can still get, majority of the summer with you. I'll tell you what, have we set a date on the best of the best? Because I'll be getting
we
people.
We did, and I can't remember. It's early May or June.
End of May, right?
Yeah, yep.
So they gave us first choice. I know that. And they're fucking tickled to death that we did it because they bought all kinds of shit with our money that we raised for them. So
no shit.
That was cool. They liked that. So I think that's the end of May. This guy says Snyder's Garage giveaway would be an episode all on its own. Yeah, his little storage unit is pretty fucking nice, dude. Yeah. You have any glass that you want to give away?
No.
To me?
No.
Because I'll tell you right now, here's the part that I fucked up at. We were sitting in the blind. Was it September? He came down with me. He was like, look through these. And I knew better. And I looked through his glass, and I was like, God damn it. I want a pair of these. So, Christmas around the corner, just throwing it out there.
That's funny.
On that note, guys, thanks for listening. I was happy to get Aaron in this motherfucker because he's a busy bee. He's going to be on the mountain tomorrow again. I see you got your ice pick back. What you going to do with that?
I got to use it tomorrow.
It's that handy. Bad of terrain, huh?
Yeah, and it's handy for a walking stick and like super steep.
Is that light? Is that carbon?
Yeah, it's pretty light. Grab it.
Let me see.
Touch my pole.
I'm going to touch your pole.
Oh, that's shit. That's nice. The mountain stick.
That's what a mountain stick looks like, huh? God damn. Yep. Don't think I'll ever need one of these. These things are sweet, though. Is this what Frank used in Alaska or did David?
I think Frank used that one. They borrowed all my shit. Frank used my David used my snowscopic and my crampons.
Really? Did David shoot a goat?
No. He just filmed.
Okay. So it was just Frank and then, what's his name, went out there too. I saw a buddy, another Cafaro dude. What the fuck's his name? What was that guy's name?
Brady Rhetoric?
Brady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Brady. That was his name. But, all right. Well, on that note, we had tons of fun. This is a little quick one. Goddamn, this was a short podcast. I like it.
How long is it?
Hour and a half.
I'll drink to that.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. Hey, Screwball, Skeeterball.
Skeeterball.
You need to get a hold of Aaron, man. He'll put the fuck out of y'all. On that note, little birdie in my ear, We're getting some giveaways from Coors, Dos Equis, Modelo. So stay tuned. Things are going to get real good for y'all coming up. On that note, man.
Amy will be driving home. Unless she got all fucked up on wine with your wife.
She might have. I don't know. My wife might have got off the fucking bandwagon and started drinking. Who knows? But on that note, man, I appreciate you. Tomas, thanks for coming down. Skinny Codes, you're welcome for that money we won today. Skinny Code won 2 G's today on the craps table. First time. Fucking crazy. How's that feel?
I'm a high roller, bro. Yeah. I don't know if you know this.
This motherfucker came into the craps table with no money. He played with promo chips and walked out with 2 G's.
Dang.
I know. He's about to go Sizzler.
I know. We're going to Arby's.
Fucking go to Corral, dog. That's where we're going. All right. We out. Hey, hold on. Before we do this, Aaron, pay attention.
I'm paying attention.
I'm going to start this bitch over, and you're going to hit my sponsors up because it's time. It is time for a sponsor highlight from Aaron Snyder. Ready?
I am ready. This podcast is brought to you by Cafaro International because the current president is a bit of an alcoholic and likes screwball. Mountain Primal because when you can only shoot antelope and they taste like sagebrush, you need real beef. Viking Armament, when you can't kill anything with your bow, bring that thing out to eastern Colorado with Hunt Nestor and you can wound, kill, or maim an antelope. Loophole Optics, you got to put something on top of the Viking Armament or it'll be like World War One. Cryptic. Because you need to be camo when you're shooting from the truck. Marsupial gear. Because when you're blind as a fucking bat from getting hit in the head too many times, you need good optics and you need something to hold them in. Taito knives. When you have to cut up your Mountain Primal beef because you can't kill anything. Crispy boots. Because you need something comfortable to walk to the truck. Bullhorn. So you can listen to me talk shit. Photo Lab Studios. Because, well, Jerry's awesome. Kill Cliff. When you can't get an erection, you got to drink Kill Cliff. And Luke has impotency problems. Hun Eco. Because everybody loves the big ginger. I don't need to add to that.
Yeah.
Archer Sign and Design, because he just put wrap on my truck and it looks badass. See Roman for any decal, sticker, or vehicle wrapped issues that you might have, and he can work you out. It may be crooked, it may be slanted, but it looks badass.
And what about Black Rifle?
Black Rifle Coffee, because when you can't wake up in the morning to go not kill anything, you need Black Rifle Coffee.
Phone Scope.
Phone Scope, because when you need to look at nothing, you need a good picture of it.
And
sunrises look good in Phone Scope.
Reaper Ridge.
Reaper Ridge. When you get stoned out of your gourd to sleep, get a hold of Reaper Ridge, because they make good CBD gummies, and I can tell you that for a fact.
Ah, I love it. We out of this bitch.
Pretty good. For me to-